100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And we got a bunch of stories in this week on the topic of robot. You want to hear them? Okay, I'll let you hear them.
Hi there, I'm Ed Zitko from EdwardianTimes.net and the 100 Words in 100 Seconds podcast, which also publishes audio stories from other 100 Word story writers. Go to EdwardianTimes.net, click podcast, then 100 Words, 100 Seconds to learn more. My contribution for the weekly challenge of choke is called vomit. "No way I'm eating that," my little brother said. "It's just a jelly bean," I answered. "Pop it in your mouth and chew it up." "No, it's not just a jelly bean. It's one of those Harry Potter thingies. But I can't tell which one, so I'm not eating it. Uh-uh." "Okay, it's egg flavored. No biggie, right? You eat eggs," I said. "Oh no, I'm not falling for that. Last time it was red. Strawberry, you said. But it was earwax, and it made me choke." Then he ran inside. The kid was on to me. This bean was vomit. Ah! Thank you.
Good morning. This is Dwayne, and this is my story for the weekly challenge 487, which had a prompt of choke. So here's my story. "Jesus Christ, how do you drive this thing?" "It's easy," he said. "Just let out the choke a little more. The choke's out all the way, and the engine's already warm." The old truck sputtered and coughed. I cranked the wheel to the sound of metal grinding. I pulled onto the road, and the sputtering increased. "Turn that little knob there. The gas mixture is too lean right now." At the intersection, I pushed hard on the brake to come to a stop. I looked over at my dad. With a grin, he said, "Someday this'll be yours."
Good morning. It's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and the word this week is choke. So here's my 100 words. It's called Sunday morning. There was just the rumour of his scent. I'd just woken and still had my eyes shut, so couldn't see him. He wasn't there anyway, wouldn't be there ever again. I couldn't reach out in the night to warm my feet on those legs that went on forever and filled my whole bed. No, he was gone. The loneliness bubbled from my heart and choked my throat, stopping words from forming. But there was no one there to speak to anyway. To be fair, there never had been, but with the dog dead, life felt even emptier than ever before. Thanks for listening. See you soon. Bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Choke. Soak. Woke. Broke. That was our mantra. The process by which we'd bring you to your knees. Choke. The direct, brutal, softening up. The leather strap, biting into your throat, depriving you of air. Hands scrabbling, as you gasp, for breath. Soak. The sudden plunge into icy water. Followed by hours of waterboarding. Breaking your spirit, destroying your will. Woke. Sleep deprivation. Day and night of constant stimulation, drug-induced wakefulness, and no hope of respite. No let-up. No rest. And then, eventually, body and soul destroyed, and wasted. You. broke. And we went home. Job done.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The words, drink me, were on the label. No one had ever ordered him to drink anything except his mother when he was a child. She used to say, drink this, but don't choke. Why would he choke? He examined a liquid. Pink. Odd shades of green and blue usually demanded caution, but pink? He shook the bottle. Might as well mix this properly. He took a sip. When he started choking, he thought of his mother and the way she would stare at him, waiting. He knew that look would haunt him to the end of his days. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of norvillejoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 847 with the prompt of choke. Where, oh, where art thou, Tom? Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert had to choke back a laugh. The Guild of the Black Knights? What could be more cliché? Go ahead and scoff, Sabrina said as they reached their homeroom class. She folded her arms and her bottom lip quivered. They're all around us, and I'm just trying to protect you. He clearly had hurt her feelings, and tried to cheer her up by asking, Are you saying these knights are here, in our school? She shushed him. Not so loud, and yes, even in our classroom. Wilbert didn't have time to ask who, before they had to take their seats. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story, Choke. It was an old car. Pretty good for its age, really, but hardly fashionable, and lacking in all modern attributes. It could be a pig to start, especially on cold winter mornings. Not that I cared. It was her car, her problem. And whilst she'd sit in the cold, cajoling it to life, I'd lie snug indoors beneath the duvet. It still irritated me, though. Hearing that repetitive mechanical clatter time and time again, then the sudden roar as the engine caught, followed by protesting, whining complaint. Push in the choke, I'd mutter grumpily, rudely awakened, and peace shattered. All done. True story. Till next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The most important thing about being an astronaut is that you learn to drink and eat slowly. Never talk while you're drinking and eating. Be very aware of your breathing and be patient. Otherwise, you'll choke or drown yourself, and it's not easy to recover from either. Grabbing someone and getting leverage in on them to expel the food or fluid isn't as simple when on the ground. You have to brace yourself for them, get around them or on top of them, and prepare to catch the wad of food or jet of water coming out with a towel.
And there you have it, the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge on the topic of robot. Hope you enjoyed the stories this week. I know I did. And you can let people know through their links in the show notes at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com or leave a comment or whatever. Totally all right. Hey, it's all cool. Oh, here comes the cat. What do you want? You want to squeak? Good kitty. Anyway, the next topic is cross-country. So go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, click Weekly Challenge, and there you'll find instructions on how to be a part of the weekly... Can I say Weekly Challenge in the URL more and more and more? I don't know. Anyway, at least the cat likes it. Thank you all for being a part of this, and as always... keep it brief.